Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba intensifies talks with political parties to endorse MCC compact through Parliament seeking consensus. Talks between leaders of Nepali Congress and CPN-UML conclude without concrete decision. CPN Mao Center and CPN Unified Socialist agreed to conclude MCC compact in consensus. And Ukrainian health minister says about 200 people killed in Ukraine in Russian attack. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has intensified the talks with the leaders in the ruling alliance and the main opposition party in a bid to endorse the MCC compact tabled in the parliament. Commenting on the Prime Minister's efforts, Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakasaran Mahath said, as all the political parties have played vital roles in bringing the MCC compact aid in Nepal, the Prime Minister has been exercising to endorse it from the Parliament in a consensus of all. Dr. Mahath further said, the Prime Minister asked top leaders of all the parties to clear their stance on the matter of the MCC mitigating the internal differences. Leaders of the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML have discussed the matters related to the endorsement of the MCC. Congress leader and Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, who attended the meeting, said the discussion could not draw any conclusion today, however, the talk would continue. The Parliament Secretariat has published the work schedule of the House of Representatives for tomorrow's meeting. As per the notice published by General Secretary of Federal Parliament Dr. Bharat Raj Gautam, Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma will present the MCC compact in the House meeting for discussion. Likewise, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba will present the report of the Office of the Attorney General for the last fiscal year in the House meeting tomorrow. Top leaders of CPN Mao Center and the CPN Unified Socialist have stressed the need for ending the political deadlock through consensus among all political parties. A meeting of the leaders held at Singhadarbar today came to such a conclusion. After a meeting held at Singhadarbar today, CPN Mao Center chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prasanna told media that the issues including the MCC compact would be concluded by keeping the present ruling alliance intact. The meeting was attended by CPN Mao Center Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prasanna, leaders Naren Kazi Shrestha and Janardhan Sharma, and CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal and leader Jalanath Kanal, among others. CPN-UML Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli says there is no condition wherein the MCC could be endorsed as his party was not in the parliament process. Addressing the second national convention of the Progressive and Professional Lawyers Association Nepal in Kathmandu today, Chairman Oli assured that his party will work at the behest of the country and people. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Naren Kharkar recognized the current pandemic as a common global problem and called for a strong push to make vaccines accessible and affordable to all. Addressing the high-level thematic debate on galvanizing momentum for universal vaccination through a pre-recorded video today, Foreign Affairs Minister said universal vaccination is the only reliable assurance for the prevention of the pandemic. While highlighting the progress achieved in vaccination in Nepal, he said Nepal has set a target of vaccinating all the citizens above the age of 12 by mid-April this year. He also expressed sincere gratitude to the neighbors and other friendly countries, development partners, and the Gavi COVAX for their generous support for vaccines to Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सामाजिक सुरक्षा कोषमा सहभागी बनौं, सुरक्षित एवं सुखद जीवन यापन गरौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
सादा खाना 100 रुपियाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ। ओए, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Embassy of Nepal in Berlin has stated that 193 Nepali nationals living in Ukraine are safe. In a statement issued on Friday evening, the embassy said that it was in constant talks with Nepalese in various cities of Ukraine after the recent crisis and 193 Nepalese were in contact. The embassy also said that the neighboring countries bordering Ukraine and the Republic of Slovakia, Poland and Hungary have opened the door for foreign nationals wishing to leave Ukraine on humanitarian grounds. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 155 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. The number of cases was confirmed while testing 5,152 samples. Likewise, 540 people recovered from COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry recorded 2 corona-related deaths today, taking the COVID-19 death toll in Nepal to 11,934 so far. The employees of the Tribhuvan International Airport have been found involved in smuggling gold brought from abroad. The police said an employee of the immigration office at the airport was arrested along with the person who brought the gold. 34-year-old Kamal Gimiri of Lavipur in Itahari sub-metropolis 16 of Sunsari had received the support of Guragai to smuggle 10 gold chains weighing 1.165 kilograms. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on some international news updates. Street fighting has erupted in Ukraine's capital Kiev as Russian forces advance. Meantime, Ukraine's health ministry says 198 people, including 3 children, have been killed so far amidst Russia's assault. Citing Viktor Lasko's Facebook post, an Al Jazeera report says further 1,115 people have been wounded, among them 33 are children. Meanwhile, the Russian Defense Ministry says Russia has crippled the operation of more than 800 Ukrainian military infrastructure sites so far. Russian Defense Ministry spokesperson Igor Konasenkov said 14 military airfield, 19 command post, 24 S-300 anti-aircraft missile system and 48 radar stations were destroyed. Likewise, the UN Refugee Agency said nearly 120,000 Ukrainians have fled the country. They are reported to have fled to Poland and other neighboring countries in the wake of Russian invasion. However, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has refused to put down arms and flee to another country. In a video message filmed outside his office, he pledged to fight against Russian aggression. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thundershower accompanied with gusty winds and hail is likely to occur at some places of Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province and at a few places of Lumbini Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at some places of central and western high mountainous region. With this, We have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba intensifies talks with political parties to endorse MCC Compact through Parliament seeking consensus. Talks between leaders of Nepali Congress and CPN EML conclude without concrete decision. CPN Maoist Centre and CPN Unified Socialist agreed to conclude MCC Compact in consensus, an Ukrainian health minister says about 200 people killed in Ukraine in Russian attack. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.